You were looking to get in the U.S., obviously. You were looking around. I'm kind of wondering what other areas you were looking at.
Okay, so we are very much focused on the crop plants, on the field crops. So the Midwest was naturally the right place to look for. We know St. Louis for a while. There are other Israeli companies there, but it became a hub for technology providers for the agro industry, both plants and animal, but especially in field crop plants. So they are very, very big companies. They are very leading technology-oriented companies in the agro. Farmers, field stations, everything is happening around St. Louis, and so it was a very natural choice for us.
So really for you, you were aware of St. Louis very early on.
Yes, I've been many times in St. Louis before. I was before the chief scientist of Evogene, and we had a very, very big deal with Monsanto. So I know also the Danforth Centers and the other universities around that we collaborate before and also now. So it become for us, again, we feel one of the few places in the U.S. that in Israel, from my background, can feel at home is St. Louis.
How has the St. Louis ecosystem helped you put a presence in St. Louis?
Okay, so it was a great help, and it really helped us to take the decision, because there is the BioSTL with people like Don and Vijay that are. This is the role. The key role is bringing technology-oriented companies from Israel and other places in the world to St. Louis, so they help us. At that time, we've been doing a fundraising round, so they met us with some VCs. They met us with potential customers. They show us, you know, the right places to allocate our offices, etc. So it was a tremendous help for us. We really, you know, we just came. And they take a tour, you know, show everything. It was very, very convenient and for us very successful.